And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Donald Trump was indicted on Tuesday for his wide-ranging attempts to overturn the 2020 election, the third time in 4 months that the former U.S. president has been criminally charged, even as he campaigns to regain the presidency next year. Reuters' Chris Dignam.
Today, an indictment was unsealed.
U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith announced the third indictment against Donald Trump in 4 months on Tuesday, this time arising from the former president's efforts to overturn his 2020 election defeat, which Smith said fueled the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. The four-count indictment alleges Trump conspired to defraud the United States by preventing Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's victory and to deprive voters of their right to a fair election.
That's Reuters' Chris Dignam. There are about 1,100 U.S. troops in Niger operating out of two bases to assist with combating militant groups. But after a July military coup ousted President Mohamed Bazoum, it remains unclear how Washington will proceed. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reports.
The American mission in Niger has wide-reaching implications. Here's Reuters' U.S. National Security Correspondent, Idris Ali.
There's a situation where Niger has basically playing two roles. Firstly is the counterterrorism training the United States is providing to troops in the country so that they can then go on and do counterterrorism missions in the region. And secondly is the drone base in Agadez, which has come at the cost of over $100 million, where the U.S. essentially flies armed drones from and carries out strikes in the region.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder on Tuesday told reporters that counterterrorism operations are suspended in Niger and the U.S. remains in close